Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the 3-0 win at home tonight against St Johnstone in the Premiership. 3 points, another 3 goals, another clean sheet, you can't really ask much more for that in a performance where we never really got out of second gear and I don't think we really needed to. St Johnstone came out with a game plan, clearly looks as if to, as what they always do when teams play against us at Ibrox, is sit back and try and hit us on the counter, and it never really worked for them. We started the same team as what started against St Mirren at the weekend there, and you know, why change a thing that's not broken there. I felt though in the first 15 minutes we were a bit sluggish, with St Johnstone getting an early chance. On the 5th minute their attacker went one way of Balogun, they went the other way and managed to get a good shot off, and McLaughlin makes an equally good save. We then settled into a regular pattern of St Johnstone pushing 11 men behind the ball. I think they started off with 5 at the back and they were bringing their 2 midfielders back as well, so it was ultimately 7 against us in the back, and most teams in the world would struggle against that, so it's just something that we need to work on and just unlock it, and you know, obviously we did eventually do that. But we had, again, all the possession, but just little outlet up front. We never put their keeper under much pressure at all. However, the breakthrough came on the 20th minute after Morelos was taken out from 25 yards from goal. The resulting free kick with Barisic, who put a great curling shot over the wall and into the back of the net. Outstanding free kick. We then opened up a wee bit more. We tried to play with a wee bit more flair, a wee bit more expansive, trying different options. It just wasn't really working. Hadji had a bit of an off game in the first half as well. His first touch seemed to be missing. Tavernier was trying shots, but they were getting lofted into the air. We struggled to break them down to a large extent, even though St Johnstone offered nothing themselves. We had all the possession, as usual. We just struggled to break them down. However, the elusive second goal came in injury time of the first half with Kent scoring. It was a quick break up the field, a rebound to Hadji in the middle of the park. Hadji with a lovely pass out to Barisic on the wing, and with a first time cutback into the middle of the box on the deck, a first time shot from Kent into the back of the net. A lovely all round team goal. Great time to score it as well, obviously. Into the second half, Hollander came on for Balogun. Now, we weren't given the reasons for that. I don't know if he had picked up like a wee niggle or were just resting him or what, because he's certainly never done anything wrong. So hopefully it was just precautionary, and maybe it might have even been to give Hollander a run out as well, because he's not played a lot as well. Game was effectively over at 2-0 as well. You still had to be careful, but it was in our favour anyway. Into the second half, we got a fairly quick goal in the 48th minute. Just before the goal, however, there was a lovely play with Jack getting the ball to Aribo on the right-hand side of the box. Aribo passes to Morelos in space in the middle, who has a shot, but it was saved by the keeper and out for the corner. Very unlucky. Morelos, I think, maybe had a wee bit more time than he actually thought, but it was an unlucky chance anyway. However, the resulting corner, we got the goal with Aribo scoring. There was a corner whipped into the near post by Tavernier. Aribo gets in front of the defender and heads it into the back of the net from close range. Brilliant goal. And then we kind of settled into the usual rhythm. We never offered really much up front. On the 60th minute, we had a quadruple substitution with Kent, Aribo, Jack and Morelos coming off. Davis, Arfield, Itten and Roof came on as well, with Roof obviously getting his debut performance. However, I think that the quadruple substitution upset the kind of balance as well. St Johnstone, I wouldn't say they came more into it in terms of a more dangerous way, but they certainly, I don't know if it was us taking the foot off the gas or the balance was upset that way, but something definitely changed with that quadruple substitution. Their only other chance of the game, and I think they only had 2 on target all game, is in the 80th minute when they had McLaughlin had to pull off a save from close range. However, it was fairly comfortable for him as well. The second half, Hadji, I felt, he started off well the first maybe 10-15 minutes of it. He was getting into places, more was coming off for him. However, then he did fade towards the end of the half there, but he never hid. He was always trying, which was good to see as well. Tavernier, again, as much as it was, you know, he was never hiding, his distribution once again was either top notch or it was absolutely horrendous, and he played a few corners which were to the near post, and I'm not sure if he actually meant them or it was just a mishit corner. We'll leave that up to debate, because, you know, we're not allowed to touch him in terms of criticising him. But Itten was interesting when he came on, certainly getting in about it. Roof was as well, maybe not to the same extent, but you know, you've got to give him time to bed in. He did take an absolute horrendous challenge on him on the 78th minute, where the St Johnstone player led high with the studs into the groin area. Fortunately, it never fully connected. It kind of skiffed them. However, a yellow card was given, but sorry, that was a red card every day of the week. I don't know what you need to do to get a red card sometimes, but that was a shocker. The referee tonight was abysmal. He was just making mistakes galore. I mean, there was two things in the first half where it could be likened to a cow getting mounted in a field, with Hadji getting climbed all over the back of, and no foul was given. And then inexplicably, just before half time, Aribo was on the left wing, clearly getting pulled back by his shirt. The ref gives a foul against Aribo. Inexplicable. And as well, on the 71st minute, we should have had a penalty because Itten was caught in the box. He tried to do the honest thing and stay up, but he couldn't. And that's probably why a penalty wasn't given. But again, what's the linesman doing? It was the near side linesman, should have had a great view of that. He was clearly kicked in the shin. It impeded his play. He tried to be honest, yet we don't get anything from it. So, shocking performance from the referee all round. Fortunately, it didn't detract from our performance. As I said, I don't think we got out of second gear, and there was always more gears there to do if we needed to. But it leads us on now to the next game, which is on Sunday at 4:30. It's away to Livingston. So we never fared too well there last season. Celtic never fared too well against them either when on their travels. Speaking of, that's us 5 points ahead of Celtic now because of their players' indiscretions. So we're also top of the league on goal difference as well. So tonight was the first of the challenges to keep the pressure on, and we passed with flying colours. We need to keep it up. We'll get into the ins and outs of this whole pressure thing tomorrow when Dave and I record our next main podcast. That'll be out on Friday, probably early hours. So it's good to be back top of the league again. Long may it stay. Thanks for listening and good night.